This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Leaders throughout the Arab world are trying to save their jobs, and that includes the leaders of the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian leaders in the West Bank have sought to appease would-be protesters in a time of uprisings across the Arab world. One thing Palestinians have done is dismantle their entire negotiating operation. It had become deeply unpopular after years of failed peace talks in the Mideast. But Palestinians say it is now unclear who would negotiate for them if and when the peace process resumes. Shira Frankel has the story.
A small conference was held among officials in Ramallah, the West Bank capital, to address the range of problems currently facing the Palestinians. In the words of one attendee, it was a conference about how to prevent a revolution among Palestinians. As the rumblings of change spread across the Arab world, Palestinian officials called for new elections next September, and they announced revived efforts for reconciliation between the Palestinian Authority that controls the West Bank and the Islamist militants of Hamas, who rule the Gaza Strip. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas also announced that he had disbanded the Negotiation Support Unit, the team of Palestinian advisors who provide legal and policy advice during the now moribund peace talks with Israel. That followed the resignation of Saeb Erekat, the Palestinians' chief negotiator for over a decade. He spoke to NPR in his first foreign interview since stepping down.
Palestinians are a rich society. Believe me, there are better people who will do the job. I'm a caretaker now. As a caretaker, I will make sure that when I leave, by the end of March, I would not leave a vacuum.
Few, however, are sure what he will leave behind, or how Palestinians will even take part in a peace process now that they have dismantled the offices that handled the negotiations. Erekat says he resigned in disgrace because of leaks someone in his own office provided to Al Jazeera, the popular Arabic satellite news channel. Thousands of documents, nicknamed the Pali Leaks, revealed much about the peace talks over the last decade. And they angered many here, who believed Erekat and his negotiating team were giving away too much in the talks with Israel. Dr. Zakaria Al-Kouk is a professor at Al-Quds University. He says he believes that Erekat's resignation was prompted, in part, by the broader turmoil in the Arab world.
The resignation of Saeb Erekat here, it is one of the immediate repercussions of what is happening in the region and the Al Jazeera leaks. But I think the Israelis are trying to find a sort of public relation outlet for them, the blame on the Palestinians.
Yigal Palmor, a spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry, says that Israel is always eager to negotiate with Palestinians, adding that the current upheavals across the Arab world make the peace process more important than ever.
It is clear that all this shake, rattle and roll around us is bound to have some influence on people. And this conflict needs to find a solution on its own merit and not because of what happens abroad. Okay, but all this regional context, of course, makes it maybe a little more relevant.
The corridors of Saeb Erekat's home and office are eerily quiet. Photos of Erekat with former President Bill Clinton and President Barack Obama line the walls, alongside those of other foreign leaders. Nowhere, however, is there a photo of the various Israeli leaders with whom Erekat has negotiated over the years. Saeb Erekat says he does not blame Israel for the stalled peace process, but rather an American administration that was unable to push Israel to make concessions.
I had hoped all the time that the U.S. will move from the squares of what's possible, meaning to them what the Prime Minister of Israel can do and what the Prime Minister of Israel cannot do, to the squares of what's needed.
The U.S. is still working for the resumption of peace talks, but Palestinians insist they will not sit down with their Israeli counterparts until there is a total freeze in Jewish settlement building in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. In Ramallah, members of the negotiation support unit have already begun leaving for jobs elsewhere. Javier Abu Eid served on that team for more than 5 years.
There's no peace process. What we've been waiting all this time is not only to have clear terms of reference to go back to negotiations, also to have a settlement freeze that Israel haven't been able to implement.
As he sits in a busy cafe near the unit's headquarters, Eid says the Palestinians will eventually form another team to engage in peace talks. But he has little hope they will succeed. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.